If your dial shifted or you pressed the wrong button and you are wondering where you are, you have landed in the wonderful land of WGXC. Whoa, I'm turning upside down. Wait, I'm not anymore.
This is Ken Stringfellow of the Posies, Big Star, etc., and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC. Acre.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and you're tuned into the WGXC Morning Show. Today, we will hear from Julia Jorn in her Hudson Valley Word of Mouth segment. She talks with Emily Kellogg and Pierre Poupillard, the couple behind EJ Bonbons and Confections that recently opened in Woodstock. Plus, we'll hear from Jenny Getty and Amanda Lees about latest films in the area, an excerpt from their Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda show on WGXC. We'll hear the national headlines from the Public News Service and the local Better Weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate. And it all begins after the local news, which is next. Stay tuned.
Controlled. On air, in air, channel, connection, and the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. This is the network, network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network, network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news.
Producer Throwing Snow draws inspiration and samples from nature, and we'll hear how random patterns can mesh together on the next Deep Threes. Plus music from Mark Borecka, Leslie Barber, and the Sound Carriers. Deep Threes. Music beyond boundaries for a digital world.
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Greenville Drive-In 32, a destination for movies and music under the stars of the Northern Catskills since 1959. Seasonal programming information at drivein32.com or 518-966-2177.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Elizabeth Powell Leather Items of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and you've tuned into the WGXC News Update. Go to the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about any of these stories. Ted Remsnyder is reporting for Columbia Green Media that COVID-19 has claimed its 84th victim in Greene County. On November 23rd, a 39-year-old woman with severe comorbidities died after coming down with the coronavirus. The unidentified woman was unvaccinated at the time of her death, according to the Greene County Public Health Department. No additional information was made available about the woman, Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said. As of November 24th, 64% of adults in Greene County have received at least one dose of COVID-19 vaccine. There are 221 active positive cases in the county, according to the Public Health Department, with 92 new positive cases recorded since November 20th. A total of 350 county residents are under quarantine, with 20 people in the county hospitalized with COVID-related illness. As of November 23rd, the total percentage of cases in Greene County with positive results was 9.9%, with a 7-day rolling positive rate in Greene County of 4.6%. Read more about the story at HudsonValley360.com. Andrea Macko is reporting for Porcupine Soup that interested parties turned out November 22nd for the first of two public hearings held at the former Durham Elementary School on the proposed Bosque subdivision. Approximately a dozen people spoke, the majority of them opposed to the project. Many of the speakers took issue with the town board's October decision to issue a negative declaration under the State Environmental Quality Review, thereby finding that the 95-acre subdivision will have little to no environmental impact. Margaret Doherty spoke on behalf of the community group, Cornwallville Residents for Rural Preservation, saying the project will have, quote, significant negative impact, unquote, on land, wells, traffic, noise, light, wildlife, aesthetic, and historical value, community character. Bosque Development of Hudson has submitted a proposal to the town of Durham to subdivide 95 acres of land that borders Strong and Cornwallville Roads. The project includes the construction of 12 high-end homes and a farming operation. Doherty said her organization over the past months has collected 271 signatures from Durham residents opposed to the subdivision. Quote, we hope that as lead agency you will finally address the concerns of the majority of our residents within the Cornwallville community, unquote, she told the board. Patrick Ciccone, chair of the Durham Historic Preservation Commission, noted that the project footprint is larger than the core hamlet of Cornwallville. Quote, and its area compromises a significant portion of the total area of the Cornwallville Historic District, unquote, he said. Other speakers addressed issues ranging from traffic safety, light pollution, and noise. Cornwallville Road resident Jim Stone said was the only person to speak in favor of Bosque. Quote, there is a reason Durham is dying because we won't allow change, unquote, Stone said. Quote, places that don't allow change, they die, unquote. The second public hearing will take place at 6 p.m. on December 11th in the former Durham Elementary School. The public may also attend remotely via telephone at 503-300-6830, conference code 114503. Read more about this story at porcupinesoup.com. Patricia R. Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman that the Ulster County Legislature's Ways and Means Committee adopted budget amendments this week that eliminated a number of positions created as part of County Executive Pat Ryan's proposed 2022 budget. The amendments also rolled back proposed salary increases for others. Altogether, the committee made nearly two dozen changes to the proposed spending plan before voting to send it to the full legislature for consideration. While the resolution to eliminate the communications specialist position narrowly failed, the committee did agree to reduce that salary by roughly $20,000. Minority Leader Ken Ronk first argued to get rid of the position, claiming it is more, quote, brand building and self-promotion, unquote, for the executive than for communications with the public. Quote, I don't think this is a necessary position for county government, unquote, said the Wallkill Republican. The committee also voted to reduce the proposed salary increases for three newly created positions that oversee the administration of the American Rescue Plan funds. Legislator Chair David Donaldson said he will propose eliminating those jobs from the budget if Ryan's office fails to provide the legislature with the resumes of those who have been hired to fill the positions. Deputy Budget Director Chris Kelly said the Ryan administration is aware of Donaldson's request and it is under review. The committee rejected a proposal by Ronk to eliminate the newly proposed Commissioner of Mental Health position, as well as a proposal to increase to full-time an existing part-time position in the Human Rights Commission. The full legislature will vote on the 2022 spending plan on December 2nd. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org. WGXC and Art Oh My welcome Phil Klein's Unsilent Night back to Ghent this year. WGXC will broadcast Phil Klein's Unsilent Night from Art Oh My in Ghent. The event is from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. on Saturday, December 4th. You can participate at Art Oh My. You're encouraged to bring a mobile phone, especially one with external speakers, or a boombox with a functioning tape deck. Can't be there in person, you can tune in on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. That's Unsilent Night from Phil Klein at Art Oh My and on the radio at WGXC, Saturday, December 4th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, November 26th, also known as Black Friday. Early, we see 36 degrees in New Kingston and 40 degrees in St. Joseph. It will rise to 41 by 11 a.m. Precipitation will be present today. Snow on the hills and rain on the ground this morning. Then, just rain for the afternoon, and then possibly some snow again after dark. Everything will end by 11 p.m. Overnight, temperatures fall to 27 degrees. Saturday will be cold, with winds in the teens and a high temperature of 37 degrees expected around 1 p.m. 24 degrees overnight will take us into an interesting Sunday. A high of 38 is expected, with snow in the morning and rain in the afternoon. Then, overnight, a half inch of snow is expected to be on the ground by dawn on Monday. The warmest temperature expected for next week will be 43 degrees. The coldest will be 21. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 1:53 a.m., high tide at 7:48 a.m., low tide again at 1:18 p.m., and high tide again at 7:23 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 42 degrees. Sunset today will be at 4:14 p.m., and sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:55 a.m. Looking way up, we see the expected G1 class storms were pulled back to Saturday, traveling a little quicker than originally thought. Solar wind speed is currently 351 kilometers per second at 7.8 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently poor for day and fair for night times. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 1, quiet. The current sunspot number is 20. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate. May the odds be ever in your favor.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Chris Anderson of Germantown, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Audio radio, audio radio, audio radio, audio radio, audio radio. Audio radio, audio radio, audio radio, audio radio, audio radio. D-O, Ray, D-O, ah, D-O, Ray, D-ah, D-O, Ray, D-ah, D-Ray, D-ah, D-Ray, D-ah, D-ah, Ray, D-ah, D-ah, Ray, D-ah, D-O, Ray, D.
Everybody's restless and they got no place to go. Someone's always trying to tell them something they already know. So their anger and resentment flow, but don't it make you wanna rock and roll all night long? Mohammed's radio. I heard somebody singing soulful on the radio. Mohammed's radio. You know the sheriff's got his problems too. He will surely take them out on you. In walks the village idiot, and his face is all aglow. He's been up all night listening to Mohammed's radio. Desperate, trying to make ends meet. Work all day, still can't pay the price of gasoline and meat. Alas, their lives are incomplete. Don't it make you want to rock and roll all night long? Mohammed's radio. You've been up all night listening for his trumpet.
Up all night.
Hoping that the righteous might just come.
Just arrived.
I heard the general whispering to his aide-de-camp. Be watchful for Mohammed's lamp. Don't it make you want to rock and roll all night long? Mohammed's radio.
Welcome to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. I'm your host, Julia Jorn, and I live and work in Round Top in beautiful Greene County. Come along with me as I meander through the Hudson Valley, the Northern Catskills, the Capital Region, and beyond to interview the people behind the special spots and hidden gems that make our area of New York State and our collective community both distinct and diverse. You'll likely discover that you don't have to travel too far to pay them a visit. They may already be in your own backyard or just around the corner. And I'll bet their place might turn out to be that one certain destination you keep meaning to check out. So I'm here to remind you, put it on your list. Together we'll meet shop owners and small business owners, curators, designers, and artists, chefs, farmers, and culinary experts, and other creative entrepreneurs. We'll hear their own personal stories, learn about their unique offerings, and hit them up for their own local recommendations. Thanks for listening. Today I'm in Woodstock to visit Emily and Pierre, the very talented co-owners of the newly opened EJ Bonbons and Confections. And it's a feast for the eyes and for all of the senses, too. So to start, what's your story? How did you end up here?
I'm originally from Woodstock. I haven't lived here in just under 10 years, and Pierre and I met in the city at work.
Where were you working?
We were at Per Se.
Fancy.
So Pierre was the savory sous chef. I was the chocolatier there, and then I also did work at Gotham Chocolates. And during the pandemic, when everything shut down, we came back to visit my mom. And of course, I'm from here, so I was like, I don't feel like leaving the house. It's cold out. And Pierre said, let's go for a walk on a Sunday. Absolutely not. And so he dragged me out of bed and we came to town and we saw a storefront available, and I kind of got our wheels turning of like, oh, that would be the right size for a chocolate shop. No plan for this at all in this time frame. Quit our jobs.
Yay.
Quit our jobs. Didn't have a business plan drawn up, no like loans, nothing. So we spent the whole month of pretty much January and February in our apartment writing a business plan, working with Sam Kendall from the SBA to write a business plan that we would need to get a bank loan. Signed the lease in March. Still didn't have the bank loan. It was just like a family affair. My uncle is a carpenter. He came down and helped do all the renovations. Him and Pierre did everything.
Yeah.
My mom's a lawyer, so she helped us with the LLC. And
it takes a village to get a small business up and running.
Yeah, it definitely was not our plan at all.
But aren't you so glad you did it? Are you so glad you did it?
It very serendipitously, like,
but everything
happened.
Fell into place, yeah. And one step at a time, we like could open last May. So
it's been only a couple of months, really.
Yeah, right. So it'll be 6 months the end of November. But it's been nice. I mean, we being restaurant industry and working 14 hours a day for someone else, you spend so much time working. You don't have a lot of time to really think about anything else, and I think the pandemic allowed us to kind of say, we want to spend more time together, we want to have a future, we want to work for ourselves, especially what we're doing takes a lot of time and practice, and when you're doing it for someone else that doesn't necessarily have the skill but's reaping all the benefit.
Talk about chocolate for a little bit.
Yeah.
So tell me what you're offering here and what you're making here.
So we have a selection of 12 different chocolate bonbons. We have 4 different wrapped caramels, sea salt, passion fruit, peach, and raspberry. We do some chocolate covered nuts, hazelnut and almonds. And we also do pâte de fruits.
What's that?
It's kind of like a fruit jelly. There is passion fruit, cherry, and raspberry in our pâte de fruits.
They're like gummies. It's like a gummy but made with pectin instead of gelatin, so they're also vegan. If you're familiar with like Chuckles, my mom loves them because they remind her of Chuckles, but better.
But better. More, a little more refined.
Like a little bit more. Yeah, a little higher quality than Chuckles.
And what's it like working for yourselves and making your passion project?
I think
it's great.
It's great. We're both first-time business owners, so we're obviously, every single day, we're like figuring things out, and it's a whole learning process. But it's nice when you work for yourself, it's what you put into it, so we can be as successful or unsuccessful as we're willing to make ourselves.
And are you making a lot of the same things here that you made when you were working in the city?
The same technique.
Same technique, different flavors.
We want to put in the case. So
I think my big rule is like, if you don't like a flavor, don't make it. Because we do get requests for certain flavors, but if it's not something you personally enjoy, how can you tell if something tastes good if you already dislike the flavor profile of it?
Oh, absolutely. So. There must be so much, obviously, technique and skill. Yeah. And artistry to go into making these incredibly beautiful confections. And I'm a super fan of bonbons. So I'm personally so happy that you're here. Yeah. There's something about them, such a kind of perfect object. Too.
Yeah, I think some people get surprised when they walk in, people who aren't familiar with bonbons and haven't seen it. The colors can scare them. but I think there's something special about it, like, for me, I love decoring them and like spending the time to create the decors and deciding how we want them to look, but also the flavor profiles, obviously. But there's like something nice of it's beautiful, but it also tastes really good. It's always great to see reactions for the first time, especially because they are less common. So you have people in a small town who have never seen them before.
Well, it's great that you're here on the corner of, I guess this is pretty much the main street of Woodstock, yeah. Tinker Street. And what's the response since you've been here in Woodstock with people popping in?
My favorite is kids that come in for the first time. We have regulars. So there's a 16-year-old girl. She comes in a bunch and just like loves them. We have another girl who's 12 and comes in maybe once a week to get the salted caramel and was so disappointed when we told her she wasn't old enough to work here.
Oh.
She asked for a job and we were like, you have to be 14. And we two more years. And it was just the cutest.
That's so cute. Your future general manager.
And there's like a six-year-old who comes in with her dad and just loves the chocolates. And she's allowed to get one. And sometimes he lets her get two as a treat. We have people who come in and they get gifts for other people. And then they eat them before they give them away. And it's kind of those like quirky little like special moments.
And you're from?
I'm from France. I'm from the west side of France.
And going from France to New York and now here, how do you like Woodstock?
I love it. It's beautiful town. It's small, but it's like a small village. I think at the beginning we were kind of trying eventually to open something in New York City, and because the rent was like so expensive, that will be impossible for us. So being in Woodstock allow us to have a cheaper rent, but still benefit the advantages of the city and like pick up some business there. And I think people are great here. Everybody is very happy to have a chocolate shop in town. They come here and just, they go to a dinner, they come here, they pick up a box of chocolate. And I think everybody, you know, is happy to bring something special that is made in Woodstock.
Yeah, we have a good dinner party crowd.
I like that.
It's nice. We get a lot of people who come in and they're like, oh, I was at a dinner party this weekend and someone brought your chocolates. Something to bring other than wine that people can still enjoy.
And now that you're outside of that sort of relentless New York City food hospitality industry, it must be somewhat of a relief, though I'm sure you're working very hard.
Yeah, we're now
we're working very hard, but little, there is like so much like reward that
we get from it.
Yeah, that we get from it, and it's really direct. I mean, when people just walk into our shop and say like, oh, I love your shop, it's beautiful. Well, we did the work, so like it's it's for us. And when people like taste our chocolate and say, wow, it's an experience,
it's like,
we create that. Like, we started from an idea, and then
we did the renovations, we're the chocolatiers, we're the counter help,
we do the dishes,
we clean, like
we do some marketing.
Right now we're the only two, we're getting busy for the holiday season, so we're potentially hiring someone from the BOCES program to expose them to
that's
this.
That's great.
So hopefully we'll be getting some help soon, but at the moment we're doing everything. We're emails, we're social media,
You're doing a great job. You're amazing at making these chocolates and these confections and these bonbons. When you were working in restaurants and in other pastry shops, you were sort of removed, I guess, from having the experience directly with the customer.
Yes, chocolate is very time-consuming, tedious to work with. So when you put a lot of time and you love what you're doing it, but then nobody knows, you don't get the same reaction of interacting with someone and seeing how they enjoy your chocolates, or even having them appreciate that you're the one doing it, I guess.
What are you looking forward to over the next few months with your business?
Surviving holiday season.
Well, you're going to be so busy.
We're figuring it out. I think the tough thing of being a business owner is wanting to please everyone, but also understanding your limits and how much you're actually capable of producing.
Well, I'm happy just being here, and I'm going to go pick out my chocolate.
Thanks for tuning in to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. If you're interested in checking out an ongoing list of local recommendations, or if you have recommendations of your own to share, go to my Instagram at Roundtop Recommends, or visit the Wave Farm website at wavefarm.org for the Hudson Valley Word of Mouth segment archives and how to reach me. Talk to you next time.
Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
This is looking to be a holiday season that we've not seen before.
Black Friday kicks off the official holiday shopping season, and business development specialist Alan Plunkett says for big stores, the outlook from the National Retail Federation is optimistic.
NRF is anticipating that there will be an increase of 10.5% to 13.5% in consumer spending this year over last year, and last year was a record year.
Small businesses appear pessimistic. Those expecting better business conditions in the near future recently dropped to its lowest level since 2012. National Federation of Independent Business Vice President Kevin Coleman said half of surveyed owners reported job openings that could not be filled.
filling open positions. It's inflation just in general. It's supply chain disruptions. And if you kind of attack the root causes of each of those, that would help the small business half of the economy. And the American economy isn't going to fully recover to pre-pandemic levels until the small business half of the economy has recovered.
4.4 million people quit their jobs in September, many in frontline essential jobs. Some experts attribute the labor shortage to workers feeling unsafe on the job or needing more time to support caregiving. But some are quitting over COVID-19 vaccine mandates, which Kuhlman notes his organization is fighting against.
It restricts the freedom of small business owners to decide how best to manage their workforces, manage their business, and imposes unwarranted burdens on small businesses that further threaten the fragile small business recovery.
Meanwhile, Rachel Grasler, an economics researcher at the conservative-leaning Heritage Foundation, argues the so-called, quote, Great Resignation, unquote, can be blamed on federal policies like expanded unemployment benefits and advanced child tax credit payments.
The solution to increase unemployment is twofold. It needs to pay to work, and it can't pay to not work. The problem today is the latter. Government policies have made it so that it simply isn't worth it to work for some people.
Multiple studies, including by the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco, have proven that assertion untrue. To attract workers, Joe Minerick with the Committee for Economic Development says employers are increasing wages and providing signing bonuses, particularly for frontline service positions.
Where we are going to be is going to be something that looks closer to what many of us would call pay equity. When the prices settle down, when wages go up at the low end of the scale, it's not going to be a big social movement, but I think that the forces are pushing us in that direction.
Chief economist with accounting firm Grant Thornton, Diane Swank, says while lower wage workers are making gains, they don't have the same flexibility as other workers to seek out better opportunities.
Generation Z, those young workers with a very high education, that's where the labor shortages are the most acute, and they're getting huge premiums for hopping jobs.
The number of weekly jobless claims fell to a 52-year low last week of 199,000. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our A-Trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to 90.7 WGXC Acra Catskills. Today, East Durham.
The Hudson Area Library hosts a chestnut roast Saturday, December 4th at 2 p.m. at Oakdale Lake. There'll be an open fire on the Oakdale Beach in Hudson for the chestnut roast by the Hudson Area Library at 2 p.m. Saturday, December 4th, with Emerson Martin of Arthur's Point Farm giving a talk about chestnuts. Find out more about this and many other local community events on the WGXC community calendar, wgxc.org.
not the shirt on his back.
Welcome to Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda. It's very cold. I hope that you're cozy inside your car or listening to the radio at home through a radio or the internet. Myself and Jenny talk about movies. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Amanda. I'm Jenny. Hi, it's me. I'm here too. Together, we are here in this cold, cold environment.
So cold. I got my booster shot this week and I could not watch a thing. I slept while I listened to some movies being watched by someone else. So I can tell you what the movie The Wind sounds like.
Oh, I really like The Wind.
It sounded good and scary and upsetting. Yeah.
I mean, also, I mean, just saying also, like, I listened to the wind is in its, it's in itself startling. And I'm like, are you okay? But I do know that the wind is a movie, and it's a movie that I quite like.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll have to actually watch it and listen to it while looking at it.
Yeah.
I look forward to that. We got to tell all the good people out there what's playing in the movie theaters here locally in the Hudson Catskill region. I can tell you what's playing at the Wyndham Theater in Wyndham, New York. And it looks right now like their showtimes are for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And currently they have playing House of Gucci, Encanto, and Ghostbusters Afterlife. So two movies that are fun for the whole family, and House of Gucci, which looks pretty fun. Looks like a fun true story.
Totally. I am here to tell you about what's playing at the Crandall in Chatham, which you can find more specific showtimes at crandalltheater.org, which is theater spelled the fun way with an R-E. So for, this is just kind of broadly the last week of November and the first week of December, they are playing the documentary Julia, which is about Julia Childs, which looks really sweet. And I would like to see it. Mm-hmm. They are playing Last Night in Soho. They're doing a special viewing of the Polar Express. They've got Spencer there. They have King Richard, which is the documentary about the Williams sisters, which also looks great. And they also have Dr. Seuss's The Grinch, the not, but unfortunately, the animated one from a couple of years ago, not the 60s or the early 2000s ones, which we are much more familiar with.
Yeah. Yeah. Dang it.
Yeah, well, it's a shame, but you know, maybe
it sounds great.
Yeah. It's, they've got a lot going on. So check that out. I'm really psyched to see some of these movies. So I'm going to head out there myself soon.
Yeah. I've never been to the Crandall. I'm very curious. And I realize I forgot to tell everybody where you can find more information about what's playing at the Wyndham Theater. That is just simply at wyndhamtheater.com. W-I-N-D-H-A-M. And then next I'm going to tell you about what's playing at the brand new Upstate Films location in Saugerties, the Orpheum Theater. It just opened earlier this month, and I'm very excited to visit myself. So for Wednesday, tomorrow, we have King Richard, Ghostbusters Afterlife, The French Dispatch, and Spencer. And it looks like some collection of those movies is playing basically through Wednesday, Thursday, and then things start to switch up. Forecast looking a little different on Friday. We get The Power of the Dog and House of Gucci joining the crew. So check out more about what's playing at the Orpheum Theater, as well as the Upstate Films Theater in Rhinebeck at upstatefilms.org.
I am really psyched to see The Power of the Dog also. I would really like to see that. I heard it's great.
I can't remember what it's about.
I don't fully know what it's about, but it's Jane Campion's newest movie. And the last movie she directed was Bright Star, which came out in 2007, maybe.
I saw that in theaters.
Yeah, it's been a long time. She's done some shows, but she hasn't done a movie since then. And I really like her. And I heard it's really great. And it's like a movie that Benedict Cumberbatch is in where he like gets to actually act like a bad person. It's like, what a,
oh, that's right.
Finally, a use of your skills in a way that makes a little more sense.
Yeah. It's a Western and he's a bad guy.
Yeah. I heard it's good. I'm interested in going. So maybe I will also head over to the Orpheum Theater in Saugerties.
Yeah. Sounds good. Do you have any more theaters to talk about?
I'll give you just a light sprinkling of what's happening in Red Hook, which is the Lyceum Theater, which you can find more information at greatmovieslowerprices.com/Lyceum-cinemas or Google it. starting this week, we are going to have Encanto. We're going to have House of Gucci. There's Ghostbusters Afterlife. Eternals is still hanging out there. Clifford the Big Red Dog and King Richard. So any of those bigger movies that you want to see, head on over.
Nice. We got a similar lineup in Hudson on Fairview Avenue at the Spotlight Cinemas. We have Resident Evil, colon, Welcome to Raccoon City. Another one, folks. House of Gucci, King Richard, The French Dispatch, Clifford the Big Red Dog, Antlers, Ghostbusters Afterlife, Encanto, Dune, Eternals, and still Venom, colon, Let There Be Carnage.
Yes, it's not too late to go see Venom, Let There Be Carnage.
It is not too late. So that, again, is at the movie theater on Fairview Avenue in Hudson, Spotlight Cinemas. And you can find that information at spotlightcinemas.com.
You're listening to The Morning Show on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Unlucky for him. like to do a show on WGXC?
Would you like to do a show on WGXC?
Chocolate pigs.
I turned it down.
Only dogs can hear.
I turned it down.
Did you hear that?
No.
Every time I hear the midnight trains rolling out to the open plains, a sense of freedom fills my veins. I get the fever every time a sparrow flies up into the endless skies. Something down inside me cries, I get the fever. I get the fever to pack up and leave here and wander wild like the wind. This town's too full of memories of cruel love, and I can't stand seeing her with him. Every time I hear a buddy say, lots of dust and clay between him and yesterday, I get the fever. I get the fever to pack up and leave here, and I think maybe I'll do just that tomorrow. Town's too full of memories of cruel love. Everywhere I turn, there's pain and sorrow. Every time I hear a buddy say, he's put lots of dust and clay between him and yesterday, I get the feeling.